and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
Remember Muppets Take Manhattan? Remember that? No, Caitlin Clark has taken over Manhattan. She's taken over New York City. She was on the Today Show this morning talking about everything, including what's going to happen when she does get drafted. Number one tonight in New York and in the WNBA to the Indiana Fever.
I know there would probably be a little bit of a learning curve, but I think always I've had confidence in myself. And that's always kind of what I remind myself is, you know, you're not here by accident.
They haven't sold tickets to the WNBA draft in years, and they sold out in 15 minutes. Where is your mindset going into the draft?
I think more than anything, I'm just really excited. I think, like, you know, this is a dream. This is something I wrote down on a piece of paper when I was in, like, second grade, like, get a basketball scholarship, play in the WNBA. Like, this is always something I wanted to do.
I heard that season tickets are going, like, blazes in Indiana. Have you heard that rumor?
I have heard that rumor. I don't know the exact numbers, but selling pretty well.
One of the really great things about this season has been watching all of the little kids, most of them little girls, who are so inspired to play basketball because of you. What does that mean to you?
I think that's like the reason you do it, and just to see them scream your name or have your jersey on, that's something that never gets old.
Getting ready for the national championship game or getting ready for Saturday Night Live?
Getting ready for Saturday Night Live, and it's not even close. My heart was like pounding out of my chest, but I did all right. It was super cool, and obviously to be a surprise guest, like that's a bucket list item that not a lot of people get to do.
I mean, maybe we should put that on our bucket list, Wicket.
Be on Saturday Night. Yeah, it would be very, very cool. If you missed it, she was on SNL two nights ago, part of Weekend Update with Colin Jost, and apparently women's sports hater Michael Che.
Well, the WNBA draft is this Monday, and Iowa star Caitlin Clark is expected to be the number one pick. Here to comment is Caitlin Clark.
Thanks for having me.
You make a lot of jokes about women's sports, don't you, Michael?
I wouldn't say a lot, but, you know, it's not on the regular.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot. I actually sort of made a supercut. Take a look.
Well, no, we don't have to do that.
A number of sports bars around the country are promising to only show women's basketball games during March Madness. The bars are known collectively as the Empty Ones. A new report claims that recent stories on the Sports Illustrated website were actually generated by AI, and it's already making glaring mistakes. For instance, it made up something called the WNBA. Like, Iowa's Final Four game against UConn was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with 14.2 million viewers, beating the previous record by 14.2 million viewers.
Wow. Colin with the receipts. Thanks, man.
No problem. You know, unlike Che, I support women.
Whoa!
That's how he bagged Scarlett Johansson.
That's Mr. Scarlett Johansson, Colin Jost to you. And then Caitlin got a little revenge on Che.
I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well, the Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
See, now that's a good joke about women's sports. Try another one.
You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
Netflix's top new show is Ripley, featuring an eerie, unsettling performance by actor Andrew Scott. Critics say it's the hardest thing to watch on Netflix since Michael Che's special Shame the Devil.
I like that one. There's more.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season, and I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumbass. Good luck in the WNBA. I hope you have a great first season.
Thanks. I'm sure it will be a big first step for me. But it's just one step for the WNBA. Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside.
It's so cool to just be watching Saturday Night Live, whether you watched it live or the replay the next day, and be like, the girl from West Des Moines that went to Dowling, that played for the AAU's attack, that went to Iowa City, is now making a – like, they didn't do that for Aaliyah Boston. They didn't do that for any female basketball player because they don't have the impact. The stat that I just heard from the beginning of that, the WNBA draft is sold out. I've never heard of that.
How much are tickets? How can we get tickets?
If you want to buy a ticket right now on StubHub, it's $314 to go to New York City and be in the room when they announce the names. Now, there's only 1,000 tickets out there. Mm-hmm. It's not like there's 30,000 people clamoring to get in. But still, that's a great jumping off point that they know maybe next year, if Paige Bueckers has the kind of year that Caitlin has, that they can sell maybe 2,000 tickets. And maybe if it continues to grow, I don't think it'll ever get to the NFL draft level where there's, you know, 70,000 people lined up in a park to hear names read off cue cards.
There might be 70,000 people waiting outside.
There might be.
To try to catch an autograph or a glimpse.
And you know what? Caitlin will sign every one of them. Mm-hmm. She's that awesome to her fans. And, you know, the draft is tonight. It's at 6:30. It begins at 6:30. The Fever will make their first pick. It'll be Caitlin about 6:35, 6:40, something like that over on ESPN. And then that's the real closure, the end of her Iowa career, because then she's going to be a member of the Indiana Fever. She's got training camp next month. The season begins next month. The Olympics are in July. Mm-hmm. She's probably going to make the Olympic team. Let's be real here, when we go to Paris. So it's just, it's all beginning. Her professional life, all of a sudden, is about to take a rocket ship to stardom. And it already was stardom as a collegiate player.
Where the hell is Heather?
They're smoking the devil's lettuce.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.